Hi, this is Jonathan Mosen from Freedom Scientific, here to talk a little bit about our new Braille display, the Focus 40 Blue, and in particular, how this works with Code Factory's Mobile Speak Version 4. Now, at the time of recording, which is the end of March 2010, Focus 40 Blue support for Mobile Speak is on its way and very close. It'll be in a build of Mobile Speak available for Symbian and for Windows Mobile very shortly, so stand by for that. Before I talk about the specifics of how well Mobile Speak is working with Focus 40 Blue, let me first take some time to talk about refreshable Braille displays in general, because I know there'll be some people who are Braille display users already, and maybe some who are Braille users but have never used a Braille display before, and might be wondering, what is the point of one on your mobile phone? Refreshable Braille displays consist of a line of pins that are structured in such a way that they have the spacing and texture of a Braille cell that you might read if it were generated on a Perkins Brailler or embosser in a Braille book. Almost all Braille displays now consist of an 8-dot cell as opposed to the traditional 6 dots from the original Braille specification. The bottom column of dots is known as dots 7 and 8, and they can be used to convey other information, such as highlighting and the position of the cursor. An electromechanical process pushes these dots up as required, so that with a screen reader you can read in Braille what's on your computer screen or your cell phone screen. So why would you want to? People sometimes ask, in the age of synthetic speech and audiobooks, isn't Braille now outmoded technology? Freedom Scientific's response to this is a resounding absolutely not. Synthetic speech certainly has its place, and most Braille users use it very regularly. But Braille is the only blindness equivalent of print. You can write something down and read it back, and your brain is processing information, decoding the letters just like a sighted person does when reading print. When I worked in broadcasting, for example, I couldn't have done the job as well if I couldn't read from prepared scripts and read breaking news stories or urgently produced ads that might be sent to an embosser and brought into the studio for me at short notice. Something stays more fresh in my memory if I have it under my fingertips. It's also great for proofing, gaining font information, checking for capitalization, looking for common homonyms such as THERE and THEIR, are all crucial things when drafting an important document of any kind. Also, of course, it is an accessible solution for people who are deafblind, and that should never be overlooked. Let's talk now specifically about Freedom Scientific's Focus 40 Blue. Focus 40 Blue is a 40-cell refreshable Braille display, and it's considerably smaller than the previous generation of Focus 40. It continues to use the very popular Freedom Scientific Braille cell technology, which offers that really smooth surface like reading from paper. It's been developed to suit the way that many people interact with technology today. It's designed to be taken everywhere with you, and it comes in an attractive, water-resistant neoprene carrying case. These days, it's common for people to have a range of computers, maybe a PC at work, a PC at home, a laptop or netbook when you're on the go, and, of course, a mobile phone. If you're an avid Braille user, ideally you'd like Braille on all of those devices. Focus 40 Blue makes that possible. The 40 cells of Braille means that although it can be used with a cell phone, you have enough Braille real estate to really get serious work done when you connect it to a PC as well. So let me take you on a bit of a verbal tour of the Focus 40 Blue. On the left side of the display, going from front to back, you'll find a round power button, a standard mini USB port, and the power jack for connecting the AC adapter. The USB port can be used to connect the Focus 40 Blue to a PC, but additionally, the battery, which we'll talk about later, is charging when it's connected via USB. The AC adapter will charge the unit a little more quickly, though, so if you're in a hurry, charging with AC is the way to go. Towards the front of the Focus 40 Blue, we find the refreshable Braille keys. Above the line of 40 cells are two rows of tiny buttons. The first of these rows is the cursor routing keys. In some respects, the cursor routing keys are a little like a sighted person clicking with a mouse. Let's say, for example, that I'm reading a document, and as I read, I encounter an error that I want to correct. To put the cursor where I'm reading, I simply press the cursor routing key above the cell containing my error, and the cursor is right there, ready for me to make a correction. The row of buttons above the cursor routing keys are called nav row buttons. They serve two functions. The buttons at either end of the row will pan the display forward and back by a braille line, so when you've reached the end of your current line, using these buttons is one way you can advance to the next one. A number of nav row buttons in the middle of the display may also be assigned, depending on your screen reader, to software functions. In JAWS, for example, they're used to toggle whether you see contracted braille or computer braille, whether you see a cursor, usually represented by dots 7 and 8, and various other braille-related functions that you may want to access quickly and regularly. Because there are 40 buttons on both of these rows, Focus 40 Blue offers a guide to locating the buttons with a bump above every fifth button. At each end of the display's surface are whiz wheels, used for easy navigation. Whiz wheels are unique to Freedom Scientific Braille displays, and they're used to scroll forward and back through text by spinning the wheels. It's also possible to press down on these wheels. Because you can spin them quite quickly, it's a very effective way of zooming through a document to find a particular place. Depending on the software sending data to the Focus 40 Blue, it may be possible to set the whiz wheels to scroll by different units. When using the Focus 40 Blue with JAWS, for example, I program one whiz wheel to scroll by braille line, while another scrolls by sentence. Positioned directly above the nav row keys, you'll find 8 keys that are positioned like a Perkins-style braille keyboard. The 8 braille keys from left to right are 7, 3, 2, 1, and then 4, 5, 6, and 8. These keys are used to enter commands. On the front edge, directly under and in the center of the display, is a spacebar. In addition to its traditional function when inputting data, this key is used together with the braille keys when entering commands. This concept is known as cording. So if you're told to press R chord, for example, that means to press the letter R and press the spacebar at the same time. There are various styles of braille reading and different methods of navigation with braille displays. Some people find that certain navigation methods are particularly well suited to their style of reading. So we've endeavored to include as many forms of navigation as possible on the Focus 40 Blue, so you can use the one that suits your braille reading style. On the front of the Focus 40 Blue, you'll find at each end of the display a round panning button. These can be used to scroll the display, as can the rocker bars on the unit, which you press down and up. Now, usually the rocker bars are set to pan by physical line, and that's usually longer than a braille line. So they essentially duplicate the purpose of the down arrow and up arrow on a keyboard. The front also contains 2 selector buttons and 2 shift keys, which can be used to perform a range of braille-related functions as determined by the software that drives the display. For example, in MobileSpeak 4, Code Factory is using the selector buttons for the left and right soft keys, and we'll show you that soon. So it's important to make it clear that the Focus 40 Blue gets its intelligence and knows what to display based on the screen reader driving it. The commands that you may enter in, say, JAWS might be different from the commands that you'd enter in MobileSpeak. As I mentioned previously, the Focus 40 Blue offers a USB connection, and this makes it easy to cable the display to a PC and get up and running. If you have JAWS 11 installed, all you have to do is connect the Focus 40 Blue, restart JAWS if it was already running, and as they say, you've got Braille. But Focus 40 Blue also supports Bluetooth, and as you're probably a cell phone user, given that you're listening to this presentation from Code Factory's website, you'll know that Bluetooth is a short-range wireless communications protocol, and it's designed to allow peripherals to connect to each other without cables. Focus 40 Blue has a battery to power the Bluetooth and Braille display functions, and that battery will run for around 20 hours between charges. So I have a Nokia N86 running MobileSpeak 4, and I'm going to start this process from the beginning, so we will do the pairing between the N86 and the Focus 40 Blue, we'll hear that in action, and then we will take a look at some of the features that are available to Focus 40 Blue users through MobileSpeak 4. I'm going to get to the standby screen of the N86 now.
Vodafone NZ window, button 1, messaging, button 2, emos, button 3, contacts.
And I'm going to press the down key, which in my case is the shortcut that I've assigned on the standby screen to Bluetooth.
Bluetooth, window, 1 of 3, Bluetooth off, 1 of 4, button 1, options, button 2, exit, button 3, change.
And now I'm going to power up the Focus 40 Blue by holding down the power button for a couple of seconds, and it has sprung to life. And on the Braille display here, I'm reading Focus 40 Blue, the revision number of the firmware, 4.39, and the battery showing at 99%, which is pretty impressive because I've been using it quite a bit since I last charged it. Now let's press the right arrow key to get into the second tab of the Bluetooth application on the N86.
Bluetooth off, 1 of 4. Paired devices, window 2 of SmartLink, 1 of 1.
And I had to press it twice because during the period that I was talking, the screensaver kicked in. So we're there now, and I'm going to press soft key 1.
New paired device, 2 of 10, button 1, select, button 2, cancel.
And new paired device is what we want, so we'll press select.
Bluetooth is currently switched off. Switch on, button 1, yes, button 2, no.
Indeed, we do want to switch on Bluetooth, so let's do that.
More devices, 1 of 7, button 1, select, button 2, cancel.
And because I've used the Focus 40 Blue before, it should be in this list already, or down arrow to have a look.
Focus 40 Blue, 2 of 7.
And there is the Focus 40 Blue, and we will now press the select key to say that we want to pair these two devices.
Waiting for Focus 40 Blue, button 2, cancel. Passcode for Focus 40 Blue, colon, number mode, button 2, cancel.
And I'm going to press 0,
0, button, 0,
0,
0,
0, 0, and now we'll press the key 1.
Paired devices, window 2 of SmartLink, 2 of 2.
And we now should have
Focus 40 Blue, 1
yep,
of 2.
Focus 40 Blue is at the top of the list, in fact, and that pairing has taken place. So now we are good to go, and we can enable Braille. So we'll go back to the standby screen.
Vodafone NZ, window, button 1, messaging, button 2, IMOS, button 3, contacts.
And now we want to go and configure Mobile Speak. To do that, we press the Mobile Speak key, which I have assigned to the menu key on the N86, and then we'll press soft key 2.
Configure Mobile Speak, window, normal, active, 1 of 3, button 1, options, button 2, exit.
So we want to go into options, we'll press soft key 1.
Activate profile, 2 of 11,
button and we'll
1,
down arrow
select,
here.
Button 2, cancel. Customize profile, 3 of 11. Manage profiles, 4 of 11. Product activation, command key, 6 of 11. User dictionary, Braille, 8 of 11, submenu.
Here's where we need to be, so we'll press select to go there.
Configure devices, 1 of 2.
The first time that you use a Focus 40 Blue, you would need to go and choose the device, Focus 40 Blue, which will be in the list of Braille displays available. Also, when you configure each profile, there is a Braille tab there with a whole lot of settings, including the Braille table that you want to use for input and output. Obviously, I've been using Focus 40 Blue with Mobile Speak for some time now during the development phase as we've been working with Code Factory on this. So I've done that and I've configured contracted Braille input and output, which is pretty impressive and we'll show you that in just a moment. But let's just keep going down one more.
Turn Braille on slash off, 2 of 2.
And that's what I want to do, turn Braille on slash off. Currently it's off, I want to enable it, so we'll press select.
In Braille activated. Normal, active, 1 of... Braille Ready.
And Braille Ready was spoken by the synthesizer, and also Braille Ready has come up on the Focus 40 Blue, and that is all there is to it. It was a very simple process, and now we're up and running. So let's go back to the standby screen, but this time I'm going to do that from the Focus 40 Blue itself. I'm going to press soft key 2, which is the right selector button.
Normal, active, 1 of 3.
And now we'll press soft key 2 again. You can see we're backing out.
Vodafone NZ, window, button 1, messaging, button 2, IMOS, button 3, contacts.
And now I'm at the standby screen once again, but I'm driving the phone completely from the Focus 40 Blue. I can push M chord now, twice in my case, because I have the menu key assigned as my Mobile Speak key. So I'm going to press M chord twice quickly, and then we'll just quickly arrow through some of the menu options. This will get me to the menu.
Menu, window, FM, podcast, music, audible play. Sling Play, Reader, 7, Access, 8 of, Tweet 60 Pro, 9 of 24.
So I'm down arrowing through my list of menu choices here. As you can see, I customize my menus extensively for the applications that I use the most, because as you may know, the first 12 menu items on any Symbian menu can be accessed with the number pad. So you can press the numbers 1 all the way through to star 0 and the pound slash hash key for the 10th, 11th, and 12th menu items. So the things I use the most, I always put at the top of my Symbian menus because it makes it so much easier to get to them quickly.
Access 8 of 24.
So I'm just up arrowing and down arrowing through the menu. I can press Enter dot 8 to access any of these choices.
Reader 7, Sling Player Mobile 6 of 12, Audible Player 5 of 24.
So there's the Audible Player. If I want to launch this, I can just press Enter, and I press dot 8 now. And
Audible Player window.
Now we are in the Audible player.
True Compass open parenthesis unabridged close parenthesis. True Compass open parenthesis unabridged close parenthesis part 3. Edward M. Kennedy.
And that's the book that I've been reading recently, True Compass by Edward M. Kennedy on the N86. Now Code Factory has a concept called the Braille cursor, which is available. And if you're familiar with the JAWS cursor in JAWS, it's kind of analogous to that really, because it allows you to roam the screen in Braille without affecting the focus of the application or anything of that kind. To enable the Braille cursor in Focus 40 Blue, we're going to press all six dots with the spacebar.
Braille cursor on, True Compass open parenthesis unabridged close parenthesis part 3, Edward M. Kennedy.
And now we can use the whiz wheels, for example, to pan around the screen.
True Compass open, Audible player.
So we're now at the top of the screen and we've got the Audible player. And the Braille display shows me TI, which I guess is showing me that this is the title of the application. Now we can move down.
True Compass open parenthesis unabridged close parenthesis, Edward M. Kennedy. Button 1, options. Button 2.
So I'm just slowly scrolling through with the whiz wheel. So that's the Braille cursor, and it can help for you to use this just to find out what's going on in an application. It's a toggle, so if I want to turn the Braille cursor off, I press all six dots and cord that.
Braille cursor off.
And MobileSpeak confirms that the Braille cursor is off. We can exit this application now. I'll do that by pressing soft key 1.
Local content 2 of 10.
And
button
I'm just scrolling
select,
up.
Show open ups. 1. Exit 10 of 10.
And we'll press enter. All this from the Braille display. We can do just about anything that you can do from an actual telephone keypad when we have this running. For example, if I want to check the status of the phone, how much signal I have, how much battery is left, what things are turned on the phone, I can do an S cord to get my status.
Default layout battery level is 7 bars, signal level is 7 bars, network Vodafone NZ, 3G on, Bluetooth on 1, secure wireless lane active, memory card.
What a busy wee status that is. So there's all sorts of things happening on my phone. And I can make a call. Let's see how this works. Just to make sure that I'm at the main standby screen, I'm going to issue a hang up command, or pressing the end call key essentially, which always gets me right back to the standby screen. To do that, with Focus 40 Blue and MobileSpeak, I'm going to press the spacebar and dot 7 together and H for hang up. And I press that, we get no feedback because we were already there. That's okay, I just know for sure that I am at the standby screen. What I'm going to do now is call a number. And I don't actually have a landline here. I just use voice over IP and my N86 all the time. And I get very cheap rates, and it means because I travel so much, when I'm at a hotel or a Wi-Fi hotspot, I can actually have my home phone number with me anywhere in the world that I have a Wi-Fi connection. So with the kind of life that I have, it makes no sense at all for me to have a landline when my N86 can be my landline and my cell phone. So I'm going to make a local call to a service run by our blindness agency here in New Zealand, the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind, and I have grade 2 or contracted input switched on. So to make this work, I'm going to type the number sign to let MobileSpeak know that I am about to braille a number, and then I'm going to type 389-3858. This is a local call, and we're doing it through VoIP. And to allow the number to be sent to the application by MobileSpeak, I press the spacebar, and that's enough to let MobileSpeak know that I have brailed a number.
389-3858, button 1, options, button 2, net call.
And I'm going to press soft key 2 on the Braille display to make an internet call. So I pressed it now, and it's now placing the call. And there we go.
Welcome to the telephone information service of the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind.
So we've made the call, and now to hang up, remember we press dot 7 and the space bar together, followed by H.
Call Vodafone NZ, window, button 1, messaging, button 2, emos, button 3, contacts.
And there we have it. We have made a call. Now, because grade 2 input or contracted input is supported in mobile speak, this is a really big deal for those of us who in English markets like to braille in contracted braille. There is pretty common support out there for being able to read your braille display in contracted braille, but in many cases you might have to use computer braille to actually write your text messages or your email. Not with Mobile Speak 4 in conjunction with the Focus 40 Blue, so let's show you how this is working. I'm going to press soft key 1 to get into the messaging application. This is all from the phone.
Messaging, window, new message, 1 of 12, button 1, options, button 2, exit, button 3, select.
And we will create a new message, so I will press enter to do that.
Create colon, message, 1 of 5, button 1, OK, button 2, cancel.
And we just want to do a standard text message, so that's fine, that's the default.
Message, window, button 1, options, button 2, close.
And 2 has come up on the braille display and ED telling me that this is an edit field. So I'm going to type my wife's name, Julia Mosen.
Julia Mosen.
And now I'll press one of the rocker bars to go down to the next field.
Alpha mode, auto case, predictive.
And we get some feedback about the mode that the phone is in, but that's okay because we're going to braille this text message anyway. And I'm going to type, hi.
Hi.
Well, you'll hear it echoing back as I braille this.
I'm brailing this in grade 2 using mobile speak 4.
Now that text message is done, and we can send this. The Power Symbian users will know that to send a text message, all you have to do is press the send key or the call key, sometimes known as the dial key. Now, it is known by mobile speakers, the dial key, and to get it, we just press the space bar with dot 7 and D for dial, and that will send the message.
Sending text message, messaging window, new message. 1 of 12,
and it has
button
gone.
One, options, button 2, exit, button 3, select.
Now we can review that, of course. We could have gone and reviewed that with the whiz wheels, for example, scrolling up and reading that. And as I scrolled up, I would have heard each line being echoed back to me. It is possible to mute the speech altogether when you are using mobile speak. The advantage of that is maybe you're in a meeting situation and you're doing a little bit of email in the downtime. Maybe you're on a bus. And, you know, these voices in Mobile Speak 4 are very human-like and very clear, and so maybe you don't want somebody to overhear what your text messages or emails contain. It's not always appropriate to use headphones, particularly in certain situations where you're listening for audible clues, maybe on the bus. You might be listening for stop announcements or whatever. But you want to be able to get on with things using Braille, the Focus 40 Blue, and Mobile Speak 4. So a mute option is available as well. That's very well timed. That is a reply to my message, so let's just go there.
One new message. Button 1, show. Button 2, exit.
So we'll press button 1.
Text message, window, 1/2, from Julia Mosen. Button 1, options. Button 2, back.
And if I press the down arrow, we should hear the contents of the message, so I will just press the rocker button down.
Julia Mosen. Text received, exclamation mark.
Wow, tremendous. Okay, and now we can delete that.
Delete message.
Yes. So
inbox, window, 1 of 9. Vodafone, your bill, colon, $97.76. $97.76 due on, 1 of 1.
There's my bill from my cell phone provider. How nice is this? Also using Mobile Speak 4, you can select text and copy it, do all of the things that you'd be able to do from the phone itself. You can navigate by different things, character by character, line by line, a very full set of commands for working in Braille with the Focus 40 Blue. The nice thing about this too, of course, is that you get a really nice keyboard to Braille on. So if you are not that proficient with T9 texting or regular texting. Maybe you have a phone with a QWERTY keypad and you just find it a little cramped, but you're a good Braillist. You'll find that using the Focus 40 Blue with Mobile Speak 4 will probably speed you way up in terms of the way that you text and email on the phone. So that is a brief look at the things that you can do with Focus 40 Blue from Freedom Scientific and Mobile Speak from Code Factory, a version of which will support the Focus 40 Blue in the very near future. For further details, you can visit Freedom Scientific's website at www.freedomscientific.com, and of course you can visit Code Factory's too, from where you will have downloaded this presentation. If you have any inquiries about the Focus 40 Blue that I can help with, then my email address is jmosen, that's J-M-O-S-E-N, at freedomscientific.com. That's jmosen@freedomscientific.com. I want to thank our partners Code Factory for the work that they've done on making this really great support for Focus 40 Blue, and I hope you found this helpful. Thanks for listening.